News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, and rain in the mix today and tomorrow, and even cooler temps heading our way later in the week. Get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Plus, Mobile Police Department makes its first arrest under the new stolen gun law. Carnival's going to stick around a while, and we continue that search for the missing three-year-old kidnapped up in Birmingham. Details on that and a whole lot more on the way. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are working in action off of Kirby Road and Lloyd's Lane without injuries. State troopers are clear, but they've got the radar I-10 westbound between 90 and Theodore Dawes Road again this morning. So far, Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic and no delays across the Bayway. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight, weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at the Blacksmith Experience. Experience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, morning showers and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit in Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Yeah, the rain right now, bulk of it in the northern parts of our listening area. Dr. Bill does say tomorrow even more rain down here in the passage of that cold front. More details from him coming up in just a little bit. Plus, this is a talker here. According to a new study, average American spends over $2,000 on impulse purchases in a year. And I guess that's that's all the stuff that's in when you're checking out at the grocery store, the stuff that lines the sides there.
There's that, but also shopping online gets me all the time.
Yes, it is a dangerous thing. We'll talk about some of that coming up in just a little bit. Now with more information on the search for Camille McKinney, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A second Amber Alert has now been issued for a missing three-year-old. Authorities now say that Camille McKinney could be anywhere in the state of Alabama or in a different state. On Monday, the police chief in Birmingham and Mayor Randall Woodfin held a press conference and said that two people who were arrested on Sunday, a white female and a black male, were currently undergoing questioning. Governor Kay Ivey has also announced that she's in discussions with the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office to finalize plans for a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for Camille's disappearance. Camille, whose family calls her Cupcake, is 3 feet tall and weighs 60 pounds. She was last seen wearing a pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt and had yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair. Her family is pleading for any information. Anyone who knows something to please come forward and help get their baby girl back home. The family says they do not know and did not recognize the man and woman who kidnapped their three-year-old. If you have information, call the Birmingham Police Department at 205-297-8413 or Crime Stoppers at 205-254-7777. Back here in Mobile, a 21-year-old man's recovering this morning after being shot. Mobile police responded just after 8:30 last night to Kellogg Street near Preston Avenue, which is in the RV Taylor community. Mobile police and Mobile Fire Rescue worked this situation. Mobile Fire Rescue says the victim did survive and was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. We do expect police to release more information in the coming days as to if they have a suspect in their custody. As for now, this investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You've heard about them for years. My friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services. And they offer a 12-year warranty on all new systems. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 21-year-old man was rushed to the hospital last night after he was shot in Mobile's R.V. Taylor community. The shooting happened around 8:30 on Kellogg Street. This morning, it's not clear whether any arrests have been made. Two mothers are facing charges for separate incidents involving underage drivers. A mother in Gulf Breeze was arrested after authorities say she allowed her 12-year-old to drive. When the child was pulled over, his mother smelled of alcohol, according to police. In Fort Walton Beach, another mother is charged after allowing her 14-year-old to drive to a restaurant. Two other children were in the back seat. The Prodigy Pantry in Spanish Fort will be distributing food despite an ongoing construction project on Highway 31. The construction will cause some traffic issues, but the charity will have people directing traffic this morning. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
106.5.
106.5.
714 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, 74 now, and rain part of the mix here for the next couple days, then some even cooler temps heading our way. Get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just about 20 minutes. All right, here's the bad news. Average American spends $2,429 a year on impulse purchases.
That's a lot of money.
Things we regret spending money on include clothes and shoes. Are those impulse purchases? I guess,
yeah. I think in a lot of instances they are.
You know, I've been taunted over the years, and it's probably true that I'm utilitarian, mm-hmm. So I probably don't have impulse. I'm like, I buy shoes because I must have things on feet, you know?
My impulse buys are always tech buys.
Okay, well, you're not alone because clothes and shoes, foods and drinks, and expensive gadgets. Mm. That drives the spending on impulse shopping. They said impulse shopping is dangerous, especially right after payday. Study looks at how much the average person spends on stuff they don't need, and it's $2,429. All right, let's see. 76% of the people they surveyed regret some of the impulse buys we make, and it only takes an average of 9 hours before we start feeling guilty about the thing we bought. Top impulse buys, clothes we don't need, food and drinks we order out, expensive gadgets, shoes, cheap gadgets, vacations. Now, wait a second. How is a vacation an impulse? Unless people, there's probably people that are a lot cooler than I that just up and decide. Mm-hmm. I love vacations, but I also am a planner, and I love to plan out vacations. I mean, that's the fun of it. You get to think about it for all the time before you go and mm-hmm. plan the details. And that's not I disagree.
I don't know how you could impulsively buy a vacation. You know, that's kind of weird. But I think the one impulse buy that I've used less than anything I've ever bought was one of those egg cookers that are on a timer.
I remember this.
I think it was 12 or $15, something like that, and it has room for six eggs.
Yeah.
And you just puncture the eggs. It comes with the little needle in the cup, and you puncture the eggs, put a little water in it, set the timer, and then...
Set it and forget it?
You set it and forget it, and then you get your, medium-boiled, soft-boiled, or hard-boiled egg.
Yes.
And I might have used it one time.
You would come in here, but Dalton came in here for like a year and going, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I bought it. Also, 56%, I don't know if the missus knows, but 56% of the people they surveyed have hidden their impulse purchase from their spouse, family, or friends. Like, does she know?
she knows everything I've bought.
All right. 716 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by Azalea City Rehab and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's press conference day for football. Gus Malzahn takes the podium today to preview Saturday's contest at Arkansas. You'll hear some of those comments here throughout the week. We're just 2 days away from tip-off at Toomers. More on that after a word from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Thursday's Tiger Talk originates from tip-off at Toomers. Dan Heck from Auburn Athletics Marketing shares more.
Well, when you think about the tradition of Auburn University and the city of Auburn, the most iconic corner really almost in college athletics is the corner of College and Magnolia, and that's where for a number of years Auburn people have gone to celebrate really exciting things that are happening. So really what we're doing is we're taking a half court of a basketball court and we're dropping it right in the middle of that intersection. For those that have seen the aerial overhead of the Tiger Paw right at the center of the street, there will be a basketball court right on top of that. So you imagine a place where even Auburn basketball, most recently in March and April, we went to celebrate a lot of exciting things with basketball. We're going to pick up right where we left off and celebrate the historic Final Four run of men's basketball and then meet the women's basketball team and just have a great day for the university and the city of Auburn.
Dan spoke with Andy Burcham at length about Thursday's event. Hear the full interview at auburntigers.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, Steel people.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, morning showers and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
there's always something going down at Boomtown. Come watch all your favorite teams at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, the Coast's newest premier sports bar. Conveniently located inside Boomtown Casino right next to the sportsbook. You'll have front row seats to great food while you watch the live action on more than 40 flat-screen TVs. Place your order, place your bets, watch and win. Only at Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Alabama.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer the problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just wrapping up the accident at Kirby Road and Lloyd's Lane without injuries. Again, school zones are going to be busy. Watch your speed as you've got a lot of radar this morning along Cottage Hill and Government. Also, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, starting to see heavier traffic, but no delays across the Bayway. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's first brick-and-mortar CBD store. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. Call 675-4291. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Big announcement coming up today. We've been teasing this for a while. Something big was happening. I told y'all when you heard the 60-second, here are the rules of contest on FM Talk 106.5. Now, our rules don't include how it works out of our area because we are a local company, run local contests, and always have local winners. Mm-hmm. We don't have to tell you about that because that's what we do. But when you hear that stuff start running, that means we got a big contest coming up. This is the biggest ever for us, and y'all know we have these great prize packs we give away. And I guess the hint would be that just the theme, something that I have told my children when I see them stuck looking at screens in my house, and I don't mean the window screens, I mean like iPads and stuff like that. I said, put them down and go play outside. Mm-hmm. Go play outside. Y'all need to be outside.
Yeah, I've heard that or used to hear that so many times in my life. Like, what are you doing inside? It's perfect outside.
No, I'm aware that people had that happen. I was the opposite. I was like, if you do not come back inside right now, you're going to get a spanking because I would stay outside all day. But for most people, yeah, go play outside. We'll give you details and a big announcement coming up this morning right here at FM Talk 106.5. Now with headlines, here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities have identified the two teenagers who drowned last Friday in the Tom Bigby River. Both were 15-year-old high school students, Rayshawn Benson and Natasha Daniels. They died Friday after they fell into the water and drowned. Both students attended Demopolis High School and were in the high school band. The chief of police in Demopolis says that a third classmate also fell into the water but was pulled to shore safely with no serious injuries. The students went to the landing after an early dismissal from school. Grief counselors will be on hand today at the school to help students cope with their unexpected loss. News out of Florida this morning, a mom is arrested for allowing her 12-year-old son to drive her car with other children in the back seat. The underage driver took to the wheel at midnight. According to Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and their deputies, authorities pulled the vehicle over as it was swerving on Highway 98's westbound lanes in Gulf Breeze. Mom has been identified as 43-year-old Francesca Darla Seria. She is from Milton, Florida. She was arrested and charged with permitting an unauthorized minor to drive, which is a felony. She was also charged with child neglect, expired registration, and no proof of insurance. Her bond has been set at $23,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, I don't know where the seesaw leans on that one. Drunk parent, sober child driver, which depends on the kid. There's some farm kids I know that could drive a vehicle quite well before their time.
Yeah, there's some kids that could race in NASCAR as soon as they turn 15 or 16. You know, yes. They start so early then. Actually, they're probably safer on the road than most sober adults.
Yes, so, I mean, it just depends on the child and which one we're talking about here. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Lightstream. Who doesn't want less stress in their life? If high-interest credit card bills are adding to your stress, got a solution for you. The folks at Lightstream. Pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Let's compare that to the national average that's over 20% APR. Plus, your rate's fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate doesn't budge. The online application, quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone and even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. So their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, SULLIV as in Victor, A-N. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, Dr. Bill is on the way with a rainy forecast, but also a cooler forecast later on in the week, 73 now at our studios. And from the text line, I got this one too. We were talking about impulse and impulse buys, mm-hmm. and they said vacations was one of them. And I said, what? Reckerman says impulse vacation. That's when you go for a ride and just don't come back for a couple days. I've thought about that before. I've thought about that, but I've always ended up circling back around, but impulse.
Right.
So
just find a hotel or
impulse vacation.
A nice beach parking lot to park for the night.
There you go. I think that's called being on the lam. I don't think if you're a single person, you can do it. If you get you got a spouse and children, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No.
And then I saw this story out of Taiwan. I've got to get this story to you before somebody else does. 26-year-old woman named Lin Zhu Ting from Taiwan. She was on vacation in the Philippines last week with her boyfriend. Okay.
Impulse vacation.
Yes, impulse vacation, maybe. She went out to a beach in a tiny bikini.
Ooh.
And Dalton and I have done our due diligence this morning and checked out the pictures.
Yes, yep.
Because we just make sure we're doing our job.
And it's true. It's a very, very tiny bikini.
Dalton pointed out because she's wearing flip-flops, there's more material probably on her flip-flops than there is with the bikini.
Uh-huh.
Hotel staff told her not to wear it on Wednesday, but she did anyways and wore it again on Thursday. And
snap.
And that's when they called the cops. Cops said she was arrested for lewdness, which carries a fine in the Philippines of around $48.
Wow.
State-run news agency said Lynn and her boyfriend said the bikini was, quote, a form of art.
Uh-huh.
And, quote, it's quite normal for us in our country. So, but I guess in the Philippines it was not, and she was ticketed $48 for that bikini.
I'd say a form of art depending on who's wearing it.
Good point. Well, it could be different kinds of art. All right. I'll link it through on Twitter. You can judge for yourself on this bikini and the amount of material in it.
That's got to be a top three call for law enforcement there.
That's
they
right.
Run into the door.
Small bikini. I'll take that call. I'll take it. No, I'm taking the call. All right. News is next. Then Dr. Bill.
She was afraid to come out in the open. A blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to go back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Counselors will be at Baldwin County High School this morning as students grieve the death of a 17-year-old classmate. Jalen Yelder was killed in a crash early Sunday morning on Highway 31 just south of Bay Minette. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information that helps law enforcement find a missing 3-year-old girl in Birmingham. It has been 3 days since Camille Cupcake McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party. Authorities have located two persons of interest, but so far no one has been arrested. There has been no sign of the missing child. The impeachment inquiry continues in Washington today, a day after Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he was kicked out of a closed-door session. The Republican said as member of the House Judiciary Committee, he intended to observe the questioning of a former White House advisor. The meeting, however, was only open to members of the Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Fall into savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with great deals for hunting season. Lock up your weapons and your valuables with a Liberty CN24 gun safe for only $749. You'll save $250 off this 30-minute, lifetime-warranted safe with electronic lock and pistol pocket included. Or save $700 on the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme. Have Mike Ward's professional team deliver your safe and take the worry out of it. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is punishing Turkey with economic sanctions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the efforts insufficient and says the House will seek to take aim at its leader's assets.
That's not had any sort of impact when it comes to Turkey's ambitions with this operation, which is to clear this safe zone and then potentially resettle upwards of 2 million Syrian refugees living in Turkey inside Syria.
Arwa Damon reporting, U.S. forces have now left the formerly held Kurdish town of Manbij in northeast Syria. Hunter Biden is defending the ethics behind, that is, his private foreign business deals, the former vice president's son, in an interview with ABC News.
Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some ethical lapse? Absolutely not.
Hunter Biden and the former VP's connection to the impeachment proceedings in the House could be a topic for discussion in tonight's Democratic presidential debate. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Johnson & Johnson shares are sharply higher in pre-market trading after the consumer and healthcare giant beat earnings expectations for its latest quarter. The company says its performance was driven by competitive growth in pharmaceuticals and medical devices. Meanwhile, facing lawsuits from more than 100,000 plaintiffs over its product safety and marketing tactics, J&J has taken the aggressive strategy of battling many of the cases in court, and it's losing a lot. Juries and judges have ordered the health products giant to pay billions of dollars in several recent trials over claims that J&J's signature baby powder and certain drugs and medical devices injured people, and its marketing practices fueled the opioid addiction epidemic. Meredith Corporation is betting the same playbook that made Magnolia Journal its most successful magazine launch will work for a new title featuring Drew and Jonathan Scott, the hosts of the HGTV series Property Brothers. The publication is expected to launch in January. It will cost $10 an issue and publish four times a year. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
You've heard about them for years. My friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services. And they offer a 12-year warranty on all new systems. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so cloudy here at our studios, wet streets out there, but looking at the radar, looks like a good bit more rain to our north.
Yeah, that's where we have a weather front or a boundary that runs east-west across the southern counties of Mississippi and Alabama. And that's where most of the rain has been over the last 24 hours, but there have been a few showers that have formed a little to the south of that, and I expect that today. A few showers and thunderstorms to move through the Mobile area today and also tonight. Look for temperatures to be on the warm side today, around 82 degrees for this afternoon, but a good chance for some showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two. But again, the major portion of the rain will actually be to the north of the city. As for tonight, the same pattern, showers and thunderstorms across southwest Alabama and southeast Mississippi, and temperatures tonight, well, about 70 for the low for tomorrow morning. Then tomorrow, that weather front that's just to the north of us will move on up into the interior of Alabama as a warm front, and then a cold front will come in from Arkansas and down through Mississippi tonight, and will sweep across our area tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning we'll see a few showers, and then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. The high will be near 80, and then it gets much cooler. We get late in the afternoon and on through tomorrow night, I expect the mercury to drop down to about 55 degrees, to a mid-50s for tomorrow night. Thursday should be a pretty nice day, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times, but a high of only 72, and then down into the mid-50s for Thursday night. Friday, mostly cloudy, about 75 degrees, so some very comfortable temperatures. Over the weekend, looks like the humidity will come back. Temperatures will climb into the 80s, anywhere from 82 to 85 degrees. And we have a chance of showers both on Saturday and also on Sunday. But starting late tomorrow and on through Thursday and Friday, we've got some very, very pleasant weather.
About time.
Yes, indeed.
Been waiting on it. What about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Not too bad at the moment. All the activity is well away from North America. We do have a tropical wave moving across the Yucatan Peninsula, and I don't expect any problem with that. There's also another tropical wave approaching the Windward Islands, and then a very strong system that will likely become a named storm very soon. It's on the African coast, and that's kind of unusual for this time of the year. And it's actually a tropical depression. It will stay out in the eastern Atlantic and will be no threat to North America. So otherwise, it's looking pretty good.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert, keeping his eye on hurricane season 2019. All right, a couple things. City of Mobile news. We've got some Baldwin County news on the way as well. Three more years of carnival for Mobile. All right, Carnival Fantasy to stay for three more years. Good news. We'll talk about that more coming up. Also, Mobile Police Department has made its first arrest under House Bill 375. This from our news partners at WKRG. HB 375, which I know you like, what?
Is that the one about the wild dogs?
No. But they... be good. This one, law went into effect October 1st, passed earlier this year on May 31st. The bill was sponsored by State Rep Matt Simpson out of Baldwin County. New law states a person will be charged with a felony for receiving stolen property that is a firearm, a rifle, shotgun, handgun, regardless of value. Mobile Police Department arrested Demontre Mack, 20, charged with receiving stolen property second degree. The reason that was important was that if somebody stole, like, a handgun out of a vehicle, its value would be, you know, it could range, obviously, but it would most likely stay under felony theft. It would be misdemeanor, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be less than, I think it's $1,000 or $1,200 or whatever it would. So it wouldn't qualify any differently if somebody stole a lawnmower or a handgun. It was on the value of that. They changed that in the law, and MPD has used that law now to make an arrest. I'll talk about that as well coming up. Kelly's got more headlines, and we'll check traffic with Kane next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we'll once again meet Marquise Ford, CEO of 1186 Water, making a return visit. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
One of our most compelling guests was Marquise Forge. His story would be unbelievable if we weren't watching it happen before our very eyes. He heard a calling from God to begin 1186 Water in Autogaville, Alabama. He had no expertise in the business, driven entirely by faith. And whenever he had a question or a need, someone literally showed up with the answer. Today, his company is doing well. And we'll have him in the studio for our first live broadcast and for you to call with your questions. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Carla Stewart. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call me, Carla Stewart, in Spanish Fort.
Or me, Keith Woodham, in West Mobile, for a face-to-face appointment.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, state troopers are now working in action off of Highway 43 and Salco Road in the middle of the roadway. Also, still found one at Gerby Road and Lloyd's Lane. Officers are clearing, just waiting for the wreckers. No major problems from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Nice Ride across the Bayway. Starting to see heavier traffic at Moffitt and Spring Hill at 65. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items perfect for Halloween. See them at Serpents of Bienville. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5, 74 now at our studios. Yeah, big announcement coming up this morning. Man, it's, you'll love this. It's just saying, go play outside. The password is outside.
Yeah, there's a couple clues when we've got a big contest coming up. You mentioned it when the contest rules start playing on the website. But also, if you happen to make your way to the FM Talk 106.5 studios and you see me working on arts and crafts, lots of paper cutting going on, gluing to boxes, getting ready to get those entry boxes out to the stores, that's how you know we've got a contest on the way.
You were in arts and crafts hell yesterday, weren't you? But you did a good job.
Thank you.
All right, details on that. Big announcement coming up. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 10-year-old child fights off a grown man who attempts to rape her. She was able to escape because she kicked him right in the groin. The Montgomery Advertiser is reporting that 52-year-old David Turner Windham was charged with attempted rape and put in jail after he tried pinning this child down and pulling off her clothes while she and her brother, who was asleep, were being watched by a family friend. The 10-year-old child was able to fight off that man, even though Windham told her to keep what happened a secret and that she needed to keep quiet. Well, that's when he took off. Authorities have not yet released if Windham is related to this child or how he knew her, but Windham, he does remain in jail at this hour. This morning, authorities are identifying the teenage driver involved in a recent traffic fatality. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that 17-year-old Jalen Yelder was killed when the SUV he was driving veered off Highway 31 south of Bay Minette. That SUV rolled over and Yelder was ejected from the truck. He was not wearing his seatbelt. The Bay Minette teenager was pronounced dead on the scene. He did have a passenger, 18-year-old Destin Evans, who was injured in the crash and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is ongoing at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center.
As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 21-year-old man was rushed to the hospital last night after he was shot in Mobile's RV Taylor community. The shooting happened around 8:30 on Kellogg Street. This morning, it's not clear whether any arrests have been made. Two mothers are facing charges for separate incidents involving underage drivers. A mother in Gulf Breeze was arrested after authorities say she allowed her 12-year-old to drive. When the child was pulled over, his mother smelled of alcohol, according to police. In Fort Walton Beach, another mother is charged after allowing her 14-year-old to drive to a restaurant. Two other children were in the back seat. The Prodigy Pantry in Spanish Fort will be distributing food despite an ongoing construction project on Highway 31. The construction will cause some traffic issues, but the charity will have people directing traffic this morning. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Washington dominates St. Louis in the National League Championship Series. The Green Bay Packers rally for a win on Monday Night Football, and we had a photo finish at Talladega. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals got a great game from starting pitcher Steven Strasburg and beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1 to take a dominant 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series.
Swinging a high fly ball left field, playable for Soto, moving into his right. He is there. He makes the catch. And a curly W's in the books. The Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-1. They go up 3-0 in the National League Championship Series.
That call from Nationals radio on 106.7 The Fan. Strasburg allowed only one unearned run in 7 innings with 12 strikeouts and 0 walks. Washington's 36-year-old second baseman Howie Kendrick went 3-for-4 with 3 doubles and 3 RBI, and the Nats put up those 8 runs with only 1 home run. That came in the 6th inning off the bat of Victor Robles.
2-1. Swing a high drive to right center field. Well hit. This one way back. Fowler looking up at the wall, and it is gone! Season home run makes it 7-0.
The Nationals could finish the series sweep at home tonight at 7. Patrick Corbin gets the start on the mound for Washington, with Dakota Hudson starting for the Cards. On Monday Night Football, Mason Crosby kicked a 23-yard field goal as time expired, and the Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 23-22.
Now to play hero again. And there it is. Walk it off and win it for Mason Crosby.
That call from ESPN. Green Bay trailed or were tied with the Lions for a majority of the game until Crosby's winning kick. Aaron Rodgers completed 24 of 39 passes for 283 yards and two touchdowns. After the game, he said he was confident that the Packers would win, even down 13 to nothing.
Well, I feel like we still had a chance. You know, I felt like we moved the ball well all night. We just hurt ourselves with some penalties.
Packers' record now stands at 5-1. They're off to their first 3-0 start in the NFC North since 2012. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has missed the last four games with a foot injury. Over that time, backup quarterback Kyle Allen has led the team to a 4-0 record. Now ESPN's reporting that Newton's foot injury has healed well, and he's expected to be ready to practice after the team's bye this week. Newton struggled through the first 2 weeks of the season before a mild Lisfranc sprain shut him down. He completed just 56% of his passes for 572 yards and one interception in losses to the Rams and Buccaneers. The Panthers have said they'll make a decision on who starts at quarterback once Newton is healthy. The NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Talladega was suspended until yesterday because of rain on Sunday. After a massive crash with seven laps to go set up a green-white checkered finish, wild two last laps ended with Ryan Blaney beating Ryan Newman to the line in a photo finish. Blaney won by seven one-thousandths, one-thousandths of a second.
Wow.
Here they come. They make contact. They're side by side. It's a photo finish at the line. Blaney and Newman were side by side when they crossed the line.
Unbelievable finish.
I believe that was the sixth closest finish in NASCAR history.
That's like a foot at 180-something miles an hour.
They were moving and bumping and rubbing all the way down the backstretch. Denny Hamlin finished third, followed by Eric Almirola and Michael McDowell. And with his first win of the season, Blaney locked himself into the next round of the playoffs. Playoff field will be trimmed from 12 drivers to 8 next weekend at Kansas. Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Clint Bowyer, and William Byron all are below the playoffs cut line. They'll need to work some magic at Kansas to avoid elimination. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, slow in Baldwin County at 181 and 104 as you're clearing up an accident with a pickup truck. Officers are there with the wreckers. We've got another accident. State troopers are working at Highway 43 and Salco Road, also still there, but out of the roadway, Gerby Road and Lloyd's Lane, as we've got plenty of radar in those school zones. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join them every Wednesday for pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, variety of toppings, and soup and warm East rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, morning showers and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7.
CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love Halloween and you want a safe place to take your kids to trick-or-treat, the Mobile Police Department is inviting you to Trunk or Treat at Langan Park. Mobile Police and Mobile Fire Rescue, along with Public Works, they are joining forces to present Trunk or Treat this Halloween. It's a first-time event. It'll be held at Langan Park Saturday, October 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. Trunk or Treat is a free, fun, and safe Halloween experience for the entire family. They say you can expect to have spooktacular fun and see a display of police vehicles and fire trucks and public works equipment. There will even be a costume contest for the prettiest, the scariest, the funniest, and most unusual dressed, with prizes and space for local businesses to open their trunks to give out lots of candy to trick-or-treaters. Trunk or Treat promises to be most exciting for kids and their parents, allowing them to interact with police, fire, and public works. Some interesting stats this morning when it comes to our teachers. Across the nation, did you know that there is a tremendous shortage on teachers due to lack of competitive pay and an increase in students? Right now, the U.S. is suffering a deficit of 307,000 teaching jobs. According to the Economic Policy Institute, the growing student population has outpaced teaching jobs since the 2008 recession. You may recall that's when 60,000 education positions were simply eliminated. Teachers are notoriously overworked and underpaid, which makes the job a tough sell to candidates. And get this, all states, they do require educators to have at least a bachelor's degree, but teachers earn 21% less on average than other professions with the same requirement. So when you see your favorite teacher today, give them a high five and tell them thank you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5. All right, hour number three of Mobile Mornings on the way, and the big announcement. Latest chance for you to win big with FM Talk 106.5. And yes, somebody here locally is going to win, like all our contests. We're a locally owned company. We have local partners in these contests, and we have local winners. Yeah. That's how we roll.
Every single time.
Yes. So we're going to, by what, 7 minutes from now? 7-8 minutes from now?
Go ahead and break it out.
I think so. Okay. Give y'all details. We'll just say, go play outside. All right? Details.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. But you're going to like it when you hear what you get to play with. We'll give you details coming up. Y'all stay close.